Oh, those doors. I whimpered to myself. My fingernails were about to burst. There was no way out. I began hollering like a banshee and slamming my fists against the reflective metal. On the verge of giving up, I caught muffled voices radiating from the other side. What? I can't hear you. I cried frantically. It's all right. They're fetching a crowbar, echoed reassuring reply. Great, I wonder how long that'll take, I thought aloud. That's when I spotted it. A little black spider scuttling in from between the ceiling tiles. A tremor ran up my spine. Nope. Not happening. Eyes shut. Deep breaths. Counting to 10. Go. 1. I remembered my therapist's advice. 2. If you ever see them again, close your eyes and count to 10. 3. I heard a creak. Had the crowbar arrived? I had to peek. Bad idea. The ceiling was a black swarm. 4. Keeping the eyes shut from now on. Should I start from 1 again? 5. The skittering was getting louder. The walls were closing in. 6. They were flooding into my shoes. I felt the legs crawling up mine. 7. The pricks of tiny fangs dug into my earlobes. 8. Open up. 9. They were crawling into my brain. 10. Screaming for mercy, I finally opened my eyes. The demons were gone. The elevator doors were open, and had been for who knows how long. The crowd was giggling. I didn't care. It was over. I collapsed, gasping, into the arms of my saviors. Ever heard of personal space? Came my rescuer's hospitable greeting.